Okay, let's get over here to Colette from Maryland. We'll leave the remainder of the advertisers till after the top of the hour.
Hello?
Hi, is this Colette?
Yes, this is Colette. Hi.
What's on your mind, ma'am?
I have a question. Just a second. Let me turn off this. Okay. I have, my son and I are having the same problem with my heel spurs. And also, around, it's not heel, just around back of my heels and on the sides. It says, the doctor says, it's Achilles tendonitis, and it needs operation, it says, surgery.
Okay.
So is there anything other than surgery? I'd rather have something there.
Is the doctor telling you that the heel spur is associated to the tendonitis? Because it could be.
Achilles tendonitis.
Yes, and the heel spur is sticking into that tendon. It does that sometimes. That's why I ask.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one is a very clear maybe, which is not very much fun, but fortunately can't hurt to try. I learned from a doc who published, maybe 40 years ago, that he was able to help clear calcifications from places like the bursa, which are the little protective baggies in the shoulders and the hips that protect us when we bang ourselves. And if they get inflamed, it's called bursitis. But also calcification from tendon spur areas. He was able to do that by having people give themselves regular injections of vitamin B12. Now, I know I said injections, and that doesn't sound like fun. But the majority of people who have this problem are people who don't absorb vitamin B12 as well as they should, simply because of the passage of time. It's the one B vitamin that requires fully optimal digestive processes to get it in. And the second thing is, if people can give themselves insulin shots, which you can overdose and kill yourself with if you're not careful, you can give B12 shots, because nobody ever, 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 ever OD'd on B12 shots. So anyway, I read that in this old journal that he wrote it in. And they asked people, well, would you mind trying? And most people said, well, look, I'd rather do that than surgery. And if it doesn't work, I guess I'll go have the surgery. But if it does work, then I won't have to. And by the way, can I hurt myself with it? And I had to reassure them that no, B12 shots never hurt anybody. So what we do is we'd have them start by using it just for 1 week for an everyday injection, just kind of a loading dose, and then the second week going to every other day, and the third week going to twice a week and staying with twice a week. And about 40 to 45% of those folks, it wasn't quite 50, said they could start to feel a difference in about 5 or 6 weeks. And so they just kept it on up, and you know, when they went back, they had x-rays and the spur was still there, but it wasn't bothering them anymore, because it never did remove the spur entirely. But sometimes they were told that the calcification around the spur looked less. Now, why that worked was an incidental observation on the part of the doctor who published this. He just says, well, look at these x-rays. There's this much calcium. And I had the people take B12 for some of the purpose. And I look at these x-rays, and there's less calcium.
Yeah. So how many milligrams for this B12 injection, and how long did it take?
Okay, it's 1,000 micrograms. The stuff comes in micrograms because that's more impressive than just saying 1 milligram, isn't it? Yes. So it's 1,000 micrograms of the B12, and it's injected, as I said, intensively to start and tapering off to twice a week. And if you haven't seen or felt, I should say, any improvement at all in about 3 months, I think I'd give up at that point. But even if it's not completely better, because many people tell me that it's slightly better starting in 2 months. But even if it's not completely better, if it's some better, I'd keep it up for a while and see if it'll go away. But again, I can't tell you. You go ahead.
I did not hear how many milligrams. And then the B12 has a different kind. Which kind is the best?
The one that most people metabolize the best is called methylcobalamin. M-E-T-H-Y-L.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, secondly, remember, it's in milligrams, it's just one, which doesn't sound like much. So they always sell it in sold in micrograms. And so 1 milligram is 1,000 micrograms. And that sounds more impressive, you see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's for 3 months. And Also, I have a sciatica, back problem with the sciatica. Would mm-hmm. that help also?
Funny thing, but I have something called a Merck manual for vitamin B12, last published in 2008 when their patent ran out on the making of bioidentical vitamin B12, and so they quit publishing it because they no longer could make a bunch of money on it. And right in there it said that some people with sciatica reported improvement. Again, they were into the some people. They did not say everybody, but they said some people with sciatica get better with vitamin B12. But in the Merck manual when was that? Long time ago, 58 or something. Anyway, 1958, it said that that was combined for the sciatica. They combined it with vitamin B1. Well, if a person's going to find it with anything, why fool around with just vitamin B1? This latter is my opinion. Why not put a CCB complex in there? That would take care of the B1 as well as the other B vitamins, except by FDA decree, because they know better than anybody. They're not allowed to put B12 into B complex injection, so they have to be combined by
the person. So that's the B complex, how much dosage is for the B complex and the B12?
Well, B12 is still 1 milligram or 1,000 micrograms. And ask your compounding pharmacist about the various B complex products. We just asked the compounding pharmacist to give us the one that has the most B complexes in it.
Yeah. Oh, there's the pill.
I'm sorry, ma'am, you went away?
Pills instead of injection?
The pill would work for the B-complex, yes, but it would not work for many of us who are over 60 for the B12.
I see. Well, thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. I hope you're in the, I know it's a minority percentage, but I hope you're in the minority percentage. It helps because those people can avoid surgery.
Yeah.